Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has been free for several days now. In Idaho, family and friends are ready to greet him. They've waited 5 years for a moment they were never sure would come. Bergdahl was captured and held by the Taliban, first in Afghanistan and later, it's believed, in Pakistan. On Saturday, he was released in a swap for five Taliban detainees held at Guantanamo Bay. In a moment, we'll hear why some believe that was too high a price to pay for his release. But first to Bergdahl's home state of Idaho and this report from Jessica Robinson of the Northwest News Network.
On Sunday afternoon, Bob and Jenny Bergdahl stood before rows of reporters in an auditorium at Gowan Field in Boise. They've spent the last 5 years both hoping for and dreading news out of Afghanistan. Finally, the news was good. Jenny Bergdahl spoke to her son through the TV cameras.
You've made it. I imagine you are more patient and compassionate than ever. You are free. Freedom is yours. I will see you soon, my beloved son. I love you, Bo.
The Bergdahls don't yet know when they'll get a chance to see him. Right now, their son is working with a medical team in Germany on his mental and physical recovery. Bob Bergdahl, like his wife, took this opportunity to speak to his son directly. He told his son he admired his character and patience during his captivity.
But most of all, I'm proud of how much you wanted to help the Afghan people and what you were willing to do to go to that length.
Bo Bergdahl grew up down a road that quickly turns to gravel in one of the canyons around Haley, Idaho. He defied stereotypes. Around town, he was known as an excellent marksman and a ballet dancer. He loved to be alone in the mountains, but was also happy just talking to people in town. Friends say Bergdahl also craved a way to do something important in the world. And in 2008, Bergdahl saw enlisting in the Army as his opportunity. But about 6 months into his deployment in Afghanistan, Bergdahl went missing from his base. A few weeks later, he turned up in a Taliban propaganda video.
What's your name?
My name is Bo Bergdahl.
In the video, Bergdahl says he was captured while lagging behind on a patrol. But questions about whether he deserted still linger. In 2012, Rolling Stone published emails between Bergdahl and his father suggesting Bo was disillusioned by the military's role in Afghanistan. The details of what happened that day are unclear. The military has always said it will get answers to those questions when Bergdahl returns. That hasn't stopped some veterans groups and POW advocates from rallying around Bergdahl. Last year, hundreds of supporters on motorcycles attended an event for Bergdahl in his hometown. Lynette Shimon drove all the way from Salt Lake City. She was frustrated that politicians weren't talking about Bergdahl more.
He's been the nation's best-kept secret for quite a while.
All that changed on Saturday.
Good afternoon, everybody. This morning, I called Bob and Jenny Bergdahl and told them that after nearly 5 years in captivity, their son, Bo, is coming home.
President Obama announced that the U.S. had agreed to exchange five Taliban detainees at Guantanamo Bay for Sergeant Bergdahl. It was the news Haley, Idaho had been waiting for. Word of Bergdahl's release spread through town fast to a mix of excitement and tears. Ed Northen sits at a coffee shop along Main Street. He got the news from a message his neighbors left.
And we got home, listened to our AMSA machine, and they said, "We're just celebrating the news. This is so great." And we went, "What?" So we went straight to the computer and went online and started reading what we could.
Northen and his wife, Carmen, attend the same Presbyterian church as the Bergdahls. Carmen Northen is irritated that some members of Congress are criticizing the prisoner exchange. She says after 5 years, something needed to be done.
If it was their son, they would do everything. And then to have Bo safely is the most important thing.
Bo Bergdahl likely won't return to his hometown for weeks, though. From Germany, he'll head to Texas to continue the reintegration process. At the press conference, Bob Bergdahl said it's hard for him and his wife to wait, but
there's reason for that, and that's because Bo has been gone so long that it's going to be very difficult to come back.
It's a road that will be long and hard, and that's where the Bergdahls say their mission has just begun. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Robinson.